your sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Monday morning. What's up, guys? It is June 2nd. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
get in
on those delicious vibes. All right, we got to set the tone for the week. What's everyone doing? Where are you at? Let's get to our friends this morning.
June 2nd. I love starting the new month on a Sunday.
You just like filling out your calendar. That's what you like doing.
It's so good. Oh, of course, we sat down, did it yesterday, got everything on the books.
Are you using the journal calendar I gave you?
Yes, of course.
Where is it? What closet did you bury it in, Breeze?
It's here with us. In the airport somewhere.
I don't understand. You'd rather use a laminated sheet of paper with dry erase marker.
I know, but it's like right in front of me.
That could be too.
No, you have to open it up. It's too much admin.
Oh, why do I bother? My hard-earned money down the drain. Try to do something nice.
No, it's so good. I have it. It's with us. Good morning. Amanda here. Feeling good as I completed my first 5K Muddy Princess run yesterday.
Oh, damn. That sounds awesome.
But man, my body is feeling it this morning. Oh, yeah. What's a Muddy Princess?
Muddy Princess run. Where do you do it? Where's it at?
Wowzers. Buffalo, New York.
Good for
That's
you.
That's where I...
The 5K.
Amanda. Good for you. Could never be me.
That seems more fun to do it in the mud. It seems more difficult, to be honest.
Yeah.
Running in the mud is no easy feat.
Running in the mud, no. No thanks. But yeah, she crushed it in Buffalo. I'm literally looking at where they do it. It's all over the place.
That's our gal.
You crushed it. For that being your first one, too, insane. That's wild. Or maybe it was your first Muddy Princess. I'm not sure. But nevertheless, we're so proud of you. Who else is here? Hannah's here. She says, good morning. I'm feeling great this morning, given the fact that I actually don't have to go into work today until 10, which is amazing. So I'm going to get some errands done right now and go in later. Errands are you running at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, it's 6:11 in the morning. What, did anyone not do a damn thing this weekend?
Couldn't be me.
Oh, that was me Saturday, Sunday. Friday, I did hang out with the CSE peeps. We went to Genesee Brew House, got some drinks, then went to the Red Wings game.
Oh, my God.
From the Red Wings game, we went to a birthday party after that. It was an eventful Friday, but, man, the Wings were crushing it on Friday. I was very impressed. They won 10-9, but they were up 7-0 when I left.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
Cute.
It was a good time.
All right. And then Olivia's here as well. She says, good morning. Feeling great today. Vibes are high because I had a very relaxing weekend and I was organizing a lot of my place. That's great. I did some organizing yesterday too. Clothes were put away. Clothes were donated. Actually, you know what? Should I donate my clothes or should I give them away on Instagram? I feel like people would want them. I always get compliments on how cute my clothes are, so people
well,
might want them.
Yeah, Shein has a lot of nice stuff.
They really do.
I know that. I know. Are your vibes up?
Yes, of course. Vibes are high. Love a new month. Love a Pride month. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Going to be a busy week, but very excited. We have the Benson Boone concert. He's going to be coming to CMAC on Thursday. Rochester Cocktail Revival on Friday. I'm hosting an event on Saturday.
That's right.
Down at Oxygen Yoga and Fitness to benefit Willow Domestic Violence Center. And then Sunday, we're going to be at Radio Social for a Rochester Cocktail Arrival as well.
That's right. We're going to be doing a little judging. We're doing a little sipping. We absolutely love that. Speaking of Benson Boone, tomorrow night from 6 to 8, I'll be at the Dairy Queen in Webster. This is for the last Ticket Tuesday drop for Benson Boone. I'm going to be registering you for a chance to go see him Thursday night. That is a sold-out show, you guys, so you must be present to win these tickets. 919 Hard Road, Dairy Queen in Webster, tomorrow night from 6 to 8 for Ticket Tuesdays. This is your last shot to potentially win this last pair of tickets to go see Benson Boone Thursday night. Man, I feel like I've been doing this for quite some time, but the benefits to going to this Dairy Queen and trying these blizzards has been outstanding. Have I gained a little, a couple of pounds, two, three?
Your gut is screaming. Boy.
Yeah. Coming up on the show, thank you guys so much for the good vibes this Monday morning. A search is ongoing to locate a child who fell into the Genesee River yesterday afternoon. Talk about a traumatic experience, especially for a parent. We'll get into that, tell you what happened coming up next on the show.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Benson Boone on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, don't forget I'll be at the Dairy Queen tomorrow night from 6 to 8 for Ticket Tuesdays, giving you a shot to win our last pair of Benson Boone tickets. Okay, this is a traumatic story. Took place yesterday. There's a search that is still ongoing to locate a child who fell into the Genesee River yesterday afternoon. This was right around 4:40 p.m. when officers started responding to the Andrew Street Bridge. This is near North Water Street. This was for a report of a child that entered the water. And according to police, the small child was walking with his mother, who was pushing another child in a stroller. And the five-year-old child went ahead of his mom, began climbing on the railing before the mother could even stop him. That's when he went over the railing into the actual water. Greg Bellows said the boy's mother ran alongside the riverbank, attempting to catch up to him before she lost sight of her son. I mean, it sounds like
every that's horrific.
Parents' worst nightmare. So the RPD called in numerous resources, including, as you one would imagine, scuba team, drones, driving teams to try and find the child. But after an extensive search yesterday, the child has not been located just yet, according to Bello.
Wow.
It's a traumatic experience for anyone to go through, especially a parent.
That's horrid.
So more to come with that story and any updates on if they find this little boy or not. But how scary.
Yeah, definitely.
Coming up on the show, as a married couple, would you rather? Yes, that's what we're doing this morning a little bit. Would you rather? This is a question that can divide a lot of married couples at home, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ultimate space versus sanity question. We'll talk about it coming up. I'll tell you what it is next on the show.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 70 for the high today. Coming from someone who is not married, I need to know, anyone listening who has lived with her significant other for a long time, would you rather have two bathroom sinks or two closets? Because the more closet space, the happier you are.
Literally.
I have a few buddies, and every single one of their wives hates the dirty mess of beard trimmings and toothpaste residue all left within the bathroom sink.
Mm-hmm.
And that's left over from their guy, obviously. But okay, they said they'd much rather have two sinks, and I don't believe a single one of them.
You're still going to have to clean their sink. It's not like it goes away. Like, you still have to clean their sink. They're not going to clean it. If they're not cleaning it now, they're not going to clean their new one.
The dirty sink is part of it, sure. But just the space in general. But what woman wouldn't want her own walk-in closet?
Yeah, no.
What a dream.
Absolutely not.
I would love a walk-in closet.
Couldn't care less about a sink.
My buddy and his wife are remodeling their home, and right now they share one sink.
Their whole house?
The bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And part of the bedroom. But I'm like, if you're going to do that, you might as well add more closet space. They're like, no, we're not touching the closets. I go, but you need it, don't you? He's like, yeah. I said, so you're more worried about the double sink?
That's so stupid.
And doing a bathroom remodel today is what? like 200,000.
No, literally.
That's so ridiculous. But if you have to pick and choose what you're spending your money on, more closet space or bathroom space, what would you go with? I got a lot of stuff.
But like a double sink, like, isn't even space. Like, that's not space. Like, you just have extra sink.
No, for some people it is. You got a wider vanity. There's more, you know, cupboard space underneath. I've had to share a bathroom with roommates. What a nightmare. What a horrible experience.
I mean, for like my sake or like my situation, I'm never getting ready with my person, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, your schedules are very opposite.
And also, like, even growing up, I never saw my parents like get ready together at their own sinks. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The double sink is nice, though. I'm not going to lie. The homes that have a double sink, you know, it's cute to brush your teeth together.
Yeah.
Get ready for it. I'm going closet space all day long.
Me too.
I couldn't share a closet with someone. One tiny bathroom I could do because majority of the time, like you said, you're not always in there at the same exact time. And I would never leave toothpaste or hair trimmings in the sink or all over the vanity. I would never do that.
Picture it. I'm living alone on Park Ave, and I have three closets.
Yeah.
I have three.
Like your last apartment I've been in? Yeah.
Yep. Two in my bedroom, and then one walk-in coat closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God. And then I had to go from three closets to half of a closet that I was sharing with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Share a closet.
You guys share that closet in the bedroom?
Yeah. There's no
what else do you use?
Closets.
Does anybody store their clothes because you got nowhere to put them in bins and you just shove them under your bed?
Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
My girlfriend. Better her than me. And then that's kind of it. But we've taken like little cloth boxes, those little like
cube
things.
Yeah.
And we have them all aligned on the top, so they're organized in that sense. So, like, for example, our pants that we're not going to wear, hopefully until
you got storm
November.
You got storm.
They'll be up there.
Got it.
Just did that yesterday, actually.
585-252-9800. That's the question. Would you rather the double sinks at home with your significant other in the bathroom, or more closet space? Obviously, both of us, we have a lot of clothes. I have a lot of shoes. I have a lot of accessories. I need places to put it. I can't share a tiny closet with someone. There's no way.
Here's the situation. When it comes to this argument, I'm going closet all day, more closet space all day, because listen, it's a domino effect. If you look good, you feel good. If you have places to store your clothes and have them hang nicely, you're going to feel good. If you're going to have a place to lay out all of your things and see where everything is, you're going to feel good. I don't really care if I have to wait 2 extra seconds to brush my teeth. Couldn't care less. Doesn't affect me at all.
Jen says 100% closet space. I'm not sharing 2 feet of space with a man who owns 12 identical hoodies.
Period. Oh.
This is so me. Anytime I've ever been on vacation with a past girlfriend, the first thing I do is unpack my luggage. Okay, I go into my suitcase, and I pretty much take all the hangers, and I put it right in the closet. She's like, so you're just gonna use all these, huh? I was like,
He's like, my suit needs to stay pressed.
My hands are tied. I don't know where to put any of this stuff. Who else is here? I share a bathroom with my husband and 2 kids. At this point, I would take any second sink in the garage, the backyard. I do not care. See, some people are desperate for that extra bathroom space.
Yeah. This person says, I lived with my fiance for 5 years now. We've only ever had one sink. When we had to share a closet in our first apartment, it caused the most issues. Truly. See?
It did. This is the divide.
Honestly, a closet is a sense of identity. A sink has nothing to do with your identity.
Mm.
A closet is your self-expression. A closet is where you feel like your things are being kept safely and organized. And if they're in bins underneath your bed, not great.
No, you get anxiety from that. But sometimes that's all the storage people have. You got to put it somewhere.
I know.
All these homes, when I went house shopping the other year, when I moved back here, I'm looking at some of these houses and I'm like, where are the closets?
Yeah.
Where do you put anything? I'm going closet space all day long, you guys. I couldn't share a closet with someone. One tiny bathroom is easy because the majority of the time you're not in there at the same time. And I would never be able to fit all of my clothes in just the one closet. I need bigger space.
Yeah.
Do you see these closets on like Pinterest where you could walk into them?
Yeah.
They got a chandelier hanging in there.
Yeah.
Like these are amazing.
God. I had a closet. My apartment before my last apartment, I had a walk-in closet. It was literally massive. I actually did the show from my closet. That's how big it was.
Yeah, I remember you said that.
For a year.
COVID.
Yeah. It was that big. I had a desk in there. It was a whole thing.
Where was this?
It was in like Noda. It was off of University, like right next to Good Luck.
Oh, you live down there in that area. Mm-hmm. Let me go over there.
I live right next to the barrel, so.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, I know.
Eric says, my wife and I built our house last year, and the one thing we couldn't agree on was closet versus double sink, but she won. We have a walk-in closet the size of a small country, but still only one sink. Some mornings I brush my teeth in the kitchen. True story. Oh, come on, dude. You guys didn't think about that before you built? That's just a given now.
You build your house and you forget one of the most crucial things. That's on you.
I'll get to one more here. We just moved into an older house and the closet is literally one rod with a shelf. I have four pairs of pants and they still don't fit. Double sink can wait.
I think
we know where the priority here is.
Yeah, I will say if anybody needs help like fitting things into a closet, I've dealt with space is tinier than the space I'm dealing with now, and I make it work. I'm hanging things from the ceiling. I'm putting up a bar at the bottom. Like, I know how to get it done.
Yeah, some people just steal coat racks from, like, hotels, and they bring them home and keep them in.
Oh, my God.
You know, you do what you gotta
do. How do you walk out unscathed?
You know, it's
without raising red flags.
I think a majority here is down with the closet.
Closet all day. And if anyone disagrees, well, I would love to hear your reasoning, but you're not going to change my mind. You're not going to change my mind.
PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze.
98 PXY. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Does cooking for other people give you crippling anxiety? 585-252-9800. PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. I know a few people like this who would much rather fake their own death than host a dinner party.
Seems dramatic, but sounds great.
For whatever reason, cooking for other people can be a very scary situation. And I like to think of myself as a pretty decent cook now, but I mean, that was never the case pre-COVID. I think a lot of us were forced to learn how to cook during the pandemic because, you know, we had time to do it. Plus, bars and restaurants were shut down.
Yeah, it was the only way to eat, so.
But what I used to do is if I had a girl coming to the house that I promised to cook for was order delivery and then pretend I made the meal. True story. I order chicken parm, crab legs. I'd lay the pots and pans all over the kitchen.
Right.
Pretend I was slaving away all day. I was a huge fraud. But
absolute fraud.
But it worked. It worked.
The only thing I know that you know how to make is pigs in a blanket. So.
Now, well, that's the thing. If I didn't order, I would be sitting there wrapping cocktail wieners up into little crescent rolls.
With a side of cosmic brownies.
Waiting for my lean cuisine to come out of the microwave.
Literally.
That's not the meal now I'm trying to make for a woman. Now I'm a cooking machine. Baked ziti, salmon, chicken Alfredo, homemade pizza. What do you want?
She goes, why is there a Salvatore's box in the trash? Like, I made this from scratch.
Some people, they get anxiety having to cook in front of others. It freaks them out. Kind of like our listener, Blair, who messaged in. So Blair wrote in and said, hey, so... I need to know if I'm overthinking this or if this was totally out of line. because I'm not trying to overreact, but my boyfriend tells me his parents are coming over for dinner this Wednesday. Cool, no problem. Then he says, don't worry, I told them you would cook something nice.
Oh, don't worry about what?
What?
That actually makes me worry more.
He volunteered me to cook for his parents. People I've met twice, without even asking me first. First off, I don't cook for my own parents, let alone his. I don't even know what to make. I'm Googling things like impressive dinners that don't look like you tried too hard, but also won't give anyone food poisoning. Do I order takeout and fake it? Do I try to cook and risk humiliation? Do I pretend to have the flu? I'm just spiraling. Please tell me I'm not alone on this. No, you're not alone, Blair. There are some people that just cannot cook in front of other people. It gives them crippling anxiety.
Right.
You're not that person, I don't think.
It's not even like cooking in front of them. I'm sure they won't be there when you're like physically cooking. But I think that, you know, cooking is an art.
And it is. It's a skill.
It takes timing. Like, I cooked breakfast for my girlfriend's birthday last weekend.
I saw that video.
Horrid.
It's all in the timing, you guys.
Like, it was so bad, you guys.
You don't make the toast first and then try to do the eggs and the bacon.
I had no idea what was going on. I blacked out. So I think that if that's something that you know how to do, good on you. If you don't, it's going to be an absolute disaster.
I have so much respect for chefs and cooks in the kitchen because it really does come down to timing everything. It's important. And some of the best meals I've made, I've messed up because I've cooked too early. I started the pasta too early. Everything else was ready, but one thing wasn't. So here I am trying to warm everything back up in the microwave.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Let's go over to some text really quick. See if we can help our girl Blair out. 585-252-9800. First person weighing in is our friend Tanya, who says, yo, that's ambush level behavior. You don't volunteer someone to cook for your parents like it's no big deal. Right.
Yeah.
What are you going to make, Blair?
Why wouldn't he say, like, we'll cook something?
Well, that's a great question.
Putting it all on her is that's actually crazy. Honestly, break up with him. No. Leave him. Leave his ass. Immediately.
I knew it was coming.
Like,
I knew.
Amy sucks.
Amy says, OMG, I would die. Cooking freaks me out. I could never. Break up with your boyfriend before Wednesday. That's the best. You guys are all the same.
No, literally.
Lauren says, girl, fake a gas leak and evacuate the house. That's the only way out.
Yeah.
I didn't realize cooking for somebody scared people this much.
Well, also, if you really think about it, if you go deeper, like cooking for somebody, like their life is in your hands. If you cook raw chicken, one piece of raw chicken thigh, she's done.
I've never even actually thought about that. I just looked at cooking for someone as like it's intimacy.
No, you could kill them with one raw piece of beef. Could take them off with one pork tenderloin. See ya.
It's not that difficult to stick a thermometer in it. Be like, yeah, it's done.
If you don't have one. Doesn't sound like she's cooking a lot.
No, I understand.
I have a meat thermometer for sure, but I didn't for quite some time.
I love.
And I was just freeballing it. Hoping for the best.
I'm sure there's some of you guys like me where I'd much rather cook for somebody else. I get joy out of that than just cooking for myself. Like, I enjoy cooking, but when I get to do it for other people, I put extra care and love into it. You know what I mean? But that's the Italian and Polish in me. Hey, guys, good morning. Don't worry about impressing anyone. If his parents are judging you based on dinner, that's a red flag on them, not you.
Yeah, that family sounds like a walking red flag, all of them.
I think I might be with Lauren on this, where you should fake the gas leak, evacuate the house. Oh, this is a good one. Yes, this is going back to what Breezy said. This is actually going to be a very good test to see if your boyfriend helps you or not. If he doesn't help you prep and cook, he's not ready for family dinners, period.
Right.
Tons of easy crock pot dinners online. Just throw something in and let it cook for 6 hours. Simple and easy.
This person says,
Blair's like, what's a crock pot?
No, literally. She's like, what? Pasta, meatballs, and garlic bread with a salad. Easy peasy. That's from Tim. This person says, cook out on the grill. Who's to say they have a grill? You know, who's really to say?
She leaves the propane on all night.
No, literally, one time, my mom was like trying to get dinner started. She doesn't grill. She does other things, but not grill. She literally melted the side of the house. She didn't pull the grill away from the siding. It literally melted the whole side of the house.
God, so. I can already hear your father.
Flipping. Absolutely flipping. So.
Beth!
Cooking is one of the most basic life learning responsibilities. Okay. Who's to say we're all on the same level? The judgment coming from that text is crazy.
Oh my God, you're so triggered.
No, literally.
Listen, I'm telling you guys, if you haven't already, get yourself a slow cooker. It's so easy. Example, there are some mornings right before I leave, I throw some chicken breast, some cream of mushroom soup, a couple of biscuits in the crock pot. I turn it on slow, and I come back to it 7 hours later. Dinner's ready. That's it. You don't gotta do nothing.
It's like, you know, me cooking for all my friends, my CSE friends. They all come over. Huge red flag that this man is assuming that she will cook. Do not marry and have babies with this man who is clearly living in 1950. That's just from The Rock. She's
oh, my
pissed.
God. God forbid your significant other cooks you a meal.
No. It's not that. He assumed and he offered her services without even asking her. Oh yeah, she'll do it. Let's get her apron on and her corset. What?
Well, I don't think anybody said anything about a corset.
Well, who's really to say? It's giving that vibe.
I'm actually very intrigued. I'm very interested to see what she comes up with. Because the clock is ticking. You got 50 something hours.
Tim's like, you can't screw up pasta. That is not true, Tim. I've definitely overcooked pasta and it was...
It was not al dente. We'll just say that much. Okay, let's try and what we should try to do is we should try and get her on Blair on the phone with us on like Thursday morning.
Can't you just get her like DQ gift cards or something? Like, don't you have a poll there? The chicken strips. They actually are very good. I had them.
They sit down and it's just Blizzard ice cream and chicken strips.
They're like, what? Like, hey. From PXY, help me out.
Yeah, thank you so much. I will definitely try and get an update from Blair on how this goes over. We'll take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with me.
Over the weekend, I saw a ton of people that I knew yesterday on Sunday rowing it out in Henrietta. And I was like, what's going on here? So I went to figure it out. And this is actually a really cool story. A rowathon event took place yesterday on Sunday to honor a one-year-old by the name of Lucas Mandarano. And the event took place at the Rochester Sports Garden, which we all know where that is, down in Henrietta, with the proceeds going directly back to Lucas for an upcoming transport. So who is Lucas? Well, he's a one-year-old who was born with biliary atresia and underwent a procedure back in March of last year. And the procedure involved removing the blocked bile duct and gallbladder, replacing them with a segment of the small intestine. But basically what has happened since then is it's been successful, but Lucas now is requiring to have a liver transplant.
Oh, he's going through it.
So who's giving him a liver? His mother. His mother has been selected to be his living...
Yeah. Mom to the rescue.
...liver donor. And there's been, you know, a lot of research and things of that nature to get him back to the right place. But as of right now, June 17th is when that procedure will be taking place. And obviously, it's going to be very expensive. So a lot of money was raised. And the Children's Organ Transplant Association organized this event. So everybody who was a part of it, 100% of the proceeds went right back to baby Lucas, which is a really... It's really great. I can't imagine being a parent, also being that young and going through.
How old is Lucas?
1 year's old. 1 year old.
It's a year old, yeah. Going through all of that.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's insane. But it was a great turnout. A lot of people were just rowing it out on machines. Have you ever rowed like extensively like that before?
Yes. It's terrible.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. So difficult to do.
Yes, absolutely.
Coming up on the show, Breeze, it is June 2nd.
I know. Yesterday was the start of June, and a lot of people were posting about the fact that June is Pride Month. And I think this is a great opportunity to chat about what Pride is and what Pride means to me and what it means to you. And I think it can look different for everybody, but I think it is important that we just mention it and make note.
Yeah, we'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 70 degrees, the sun is shining, finally. When we all have to go back to work.
I know, it'll be like pouring by like 2 p.m. No, I'm kidding. I'm just so sick of this weather.
It's June 2nd, and we do this every year. I know, especially for you, Breezy, you wanted to touch on it being Pride Month.
Yeah, with it being June, and, you know, I mean, we love the start of a new month, but something hits different when it's a new month and we're celebrating Pride.
Yeah.
And the LGBTQ plus community. Obviously, for those of you who've been listening to our show for, I mean, I've been here for over half a decade here, It's always been super important to me to be the voice, not just for this community, but specifically for the LGBTQ plus community, because I am obviously an active member. I am a lesbian, and June is Pride Month, and I wanted to take a moment to talk about what that means, not only in general, but also to me. And Pride Month is celebrated annually in June. It's a time to honor LGBTQ plus communities across our nation, celebrate their achievements, advocacy, and just strive for that equality and inclusion. And, you know, this is something that I love. It triggers some people, but that's your battle to fight. So I think it's something that needs to be talked about, because we've been so suppressed for so long. I mean, obviously, if you know anything about the Stonewall Uprising back in 1969, it's basically where this whole movement kind of started, because it was in June, and then they were like, we're going to celebrate every June from here on out.
Right.
You
and I did the Pride Parade last year. I think they had it in July, was it?
Yeah, Rochester does Pride in July.
Is that's repeating itself this year too? So it's next month, the parade.
Yeah, July 19th. So, I mean, yeah, here in Rochester, we do things a little different. Although June is Pride Month that is recognized nationally, we here in Rochester celebrate it mid-July. Always has been, probably always will be. I've always asked questions as to why, and they say they don't want to compete with Buffalo and Syracuse and all of our surrounding cities that also are celebrating Pride, which I guess makes sense. But for me, I have been out for over a decade to my friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been a wild ride to say the least, but for the most part, I've lived very comfortable in my truth. And I am like, that's great for me, but I know for certain that's not the fact for everybody or most people for that matter. And I recognize like my privilege of
what is your privilege?
Being able to live comfortably. Well, first of all, I'm white. Second of all, I am a straight passing woman, right? Nobody would look at me and say, that's a lesbian. She's definitely gay. I am the girliest girl you'll ever see.
Yeah, I still get people asking on if we're dating or not.
Yeah, perfect example.
I'm not kidding.
It makes you want to puke, but these things happen.
Oh, you would only be so lucky.
Oh, right. Of course. So I think for that, there's pros and cons to it, right? I will never feel, for the most part, in immediate danger because I don't look the part, right?
Okay.
But also, at the same time, it's really hard for me to not convince people that I'm a part of the LGBTQ plus community, but it's hard for people to understand like that I don't look the role. And I think it's so stupid that even still to this day in 2025, I have to have this conversation. But being hyper feminine,
yeah,
girly, whatever the word you want to use, and being a lesbian is not, it's not the easiest thing you'll ever do. Because it takes like a lot of convincing of people. Ooh. That I don't think is necessary.
Why do you have to feel like you have to convince?
Because they'll say you're not actually gay. You don't look gay. You don't act gay. You there's no way you can be gay. You just haven't been with the right guy. And I'm like, okay, no, I'll literally vomit. So I think that's something that I've struggled with a lot. And Pride and like the LGBTQ plus community is amazing, but I will recognize the fact that there's a lot of like different pockets like within that community. If you take a look at all of the letters, L, lesbian, B, bisexual, G, gay, T, trans, like there are so many different branches of this community. And I never really felt as if I fit in because of the way that I looked and the way that I acted and my interests. Like, let's call a spade, like, not a huge sports girly. Not really into the rough and tough of it all.
No, you like what you like. You're very, very much you're a girl's girl. You're very girly.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you lean into that.
I do. Because that's like who I am, and I'm never going to change who I am to fit in a box for someone else. Like when we're supposed to be out here and like accepting and loving and showing all of these words that I'm saying to this community. There's no need for me to change who I am. That's just defeating the entire purpose of Pride and the entire purpose of the acceptance and the inclusion that LGBTQ members stand for.
What do you wish more people understood about Pride beyond the rainbows and the flags and the parade?
I just think that it's so interesting when Pride rolls around every June, because every brand, every department store, all these organizations will jump on it. And that's amazing. And we love the support, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's so much more than putting a rainbow flag on a t-shirt and selling it or changing your Instagram icon to rainbow. It's so much more than that. And I think that when it comes to actually being inclusive and actually supporting the LGBTQ plus community, you have to do things within your business that actually show support other than the little rainbow and things of that nature.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of companies that we saw last year, and I think it's great. They had a float in the parade and stuff like that.
Right.
But, you know, they're also feeling like, hey, this is... Whether it's something they feel they have to do or if it's something they want to do, they're two separate things.
I think the other interesting part about Pride, especially when it comes to the parades and the celebrating, like it's so fun and it's so easy to be a bandwagon supporter of like, oh my God, this is so fun. Like
that's okay too, though.
Totally.
I think that's what, you know, the community wants, especially the gay community.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
But I think it goes beyond June. I think it goes beyond the rainbows and the glitter and the tutus and the celebrating of it all. You know what I mean? It's rubber meets the road, you're actually going to support me in December when someone comes into your store and starts spewing hate on someone.
No, of course.
You know what I mean?
Do you remember your first Pride parade?
I do. It was here in Rochester. It was 2019. And it was literally, Moose, like, dangerous to be outside. I think it was, like, 98.
It was hot.
It was so dry.
Yeah.
Like, they should have canceled Pride. I think anybody who was there in 2019 remembers just how hot it was. It was dangerously hot and humid. But I loved every second of it. And my best friends came with me who have been nothing but supportive of me. And I think I'll just touch on this before we wrap. I think that I have struggled a lot, not just with like how I look and my identity. Like I know I'm gay. I've always been that person and I'm not afraid to be that person, but it has been a challenge to stay true to yourself because there's so many people that want to put you in a box. So for anybody listening to this right now, just whatever makes you happy, do it. It doesn't matter if it's not your stereotype or what you should be doing or how you should be dressing or what you should be doing or who you should be hanging out with. Because I, for the longest, all I wanted was lesbian friends. That's all I wanted. I just wanted this sense of community and I just wanted to relate to girls that were just like me.
Mm-hmm.
Although they weren't just like me, right? So I was like, I'll never find that. I will never have lesbian friends because they're all playing sports and they're all playing kickball and they're all doing this. And I am so proud to say that over this past year, I have acquired this amazing group of women who are some of my closest friends now, all lesbians. And although I don't play the kickball with them and do all the things and can relate to them on every sense, we found other common ground. And that just like makes my heart so happy because that's something I've struggled with for such a long time.
Was the, almost the acceptance.
Would you say?
Just being accepted.
100%.
As 100% your true self.
100%.
And you know, that's relatable for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Regardless of your sexuality or your gender, whatever it is, people have a hard time feeling like they're being fully accepted for their true selves.
Mm-hmm.
And so, there's a lot to be said about that. And I think that's why, you know, June itself is important. And the parade this year is going to be July 19th. Yes, Saturday, July 19th, I think you said, Breeze?
Yeah, July 19th. So mark your calendars. I always make a point to be there, whether I'm on a float or hosting or doing all of the things, because I love supporting my community always. And I love that my community supports me for who I am. And I think being on this show and having this microphone and being able to be out and loud and proud is one of my greatest accomplishments, if I'm being honest.
Sure.
Being here is one thing, but being an advocate for the LGBTQ plus community, that hits a whole nother level for me.
Yeah.
So.
Well said. Thank you, Breeze. July 19th. We were there last year. I was there the year before that when you weren't because you were too busy. I don't know what you were doing. I was like, yeah, I'll support. I'll stand up for pride. It's PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. We'll be right back.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
If anyone recently purchased any American Girl dolls from Facebook Marketplace in the last week, Michelle from Penfield is looking for you.
Oh, no.
She wants them back. Not before she kills her 15-year-old son, though. How would you react as a parent if you came home and found that your teenager took it upon himself to do this one thing? Take a listen to this message from Michelle. Hey, Moose and Breezy, I'm writing in as a mom who's trying to stay calm.
But Misha's pissed.
I think I've hit a new level of parenting disbelief. So I have this collection of vintage American Girl dolls that's been in my family for, I don't know, 70 years.
Oh my God.
My grandmother started it. My mom added to it. And I've kept them in a curio cabinet in our living room since forever. They're not just valuable. They're sentimental. Well, imagine my horror when I came home, saw a note taped to the cabinet that said, some sold, more to go. My 15-year-old son decided to take it upon himself to list a dozen of them on Facebook Marketplace while I was out.
Ooh.
He just listed them as what he thought they were worth. He took photos with good lighting, used words like rare, vintage, heirlooms in the description. 6 of the 21 I have already been sold.
No.
4 to a woman down the street who came while I was at work, and then some older woman who said she would show up and offer 120 for the other 2.
Oh my God.
These dolls are worth so much more than that. I know he did it too because we told him if he wants an Xbox, he has to buy it himself. He thought that's what he would use this money for. I told him how mistaken he was. When I asked him what in the world he was thinking, he said, they're just sitting there, Mom. You said you were going to get rid of them.
Oh my God.
No one even looks at them. What I said was I was going to take them out of the cabinet and store them in a different place. I didn't mean I was going to actually get rid of them.
Right.
I swear I almost lost it. I think what made me more upset was his attitude about it. He said there's
so nonchalant about it.
He said there's plenty of dolls left. It's nothing to freak out over.
Okay.
I canceled what I could and messaged the lady to buy mine back. She declined. But now I'm torn. Do I come down super hard on him for disrespecting family history? Or do I acknowledge the fact that
he's a hustler.
He's got a good talent for online sales and negotiation.
He is a hustler.
I'm so upset. I know these are just dolls to other people, but they have been in my family for a really long time. I need advice from other parents. Has your kid ever done something like this? Do I even have a right to reach out to ask for these dolls back? I don't know what to do with my son. I'm really upset. All right, that came in from Michelle from Penfield. Great message.
I don't think that... Once the sale's done...
The sale's done, especially on Facebook Marketplace. There's no receipts.
100%.
Love to hear from you guys on this one this morning. 585-252-9800 to call or text. So what would you do when your kid shows initiative but crosses a boundary?
Right.
Because he, like Breezy said, he clearly has hustle and business smarts.
Oh, yeah.
Can't be mad at him for that. But
no, he's crushing.
He violated trust. He disrespected sentimental family items.
That's just stealing at that point. That's like robbing a jewelry store and then going to a pawn shop.
What's a mom to do?
Same thing.
Pretty much what that pawn shop in Greece did last week.
Correct. he gets a job there.
Let's get to some of your texts coming in. You definitely got to punish him.
You have to. Like,
remember how upset I was when my dad got rid of my Ziploc bag of all my original old cell phones that I had over the years?
Yeah.
From the time I was 16, 7. To him, they were worth nothing to him. But to me, they held so much sentimental value.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because each one told a story. Oh, this is the first cell phone I used to break up with my first girlfriend.
Did they turn on?
No.
No, not at all.
There's a way.
I just want to look at them.
Let's go to Adriana this morning. Moose and Breezy, my daughter once tried to donate my late mother's wedding dress because it was just collecting dust. These kids have no sense of emotional value anymore, and it's kind of sad. This kid needs to be punished. Lindsay says, nope, this kid knew exactly what he was doing. Selling family heirlooms behind his mom's back? That's not entrepreneurship. It's straight up disrespect. Grounded, no phone, no screen time, done.
See ya.
See ya. Another question I think is, how do you teach kids to respect what isn't theirs?
Right.
Even if it's technically in their house.
Correct.
Do you lock all the doors? I mean, it works both ways. Kids hate, especially teenagers, when, you know, parents go into their room.
This person said he'll be losing all electronics until the dolls were back. Does the fact that...
Not happening.
Underage... does the fact that he's underage give mom the legal right to get them back? I don't know, but I feel like it should.
You know, Facebook Marketplace, that's a different story. It's like selling something at a garage sale.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold any kind of weight.
Yeah. My dad sold something of my mom's that was like a collectible for like a dollar. It's like everything for a dollar. My mom's like, what? Came back from like a pee break and was like, are you serious?
Yeah, what? Yeah, what? Let's go over to Derek. Sounds like mom needs to stop hoarding, and this kid needs a contract to manage her eBay account. I knew someone was going to stick up for the kid eventually. Make him knock on every buyer's door and apologize face-to-face. Then make him buy them back. Actions need consequences. This is a teachable moment. It's a boundary you have to slam shut. That came in from Nina.
This person says her son should be the one to reach back out and get all those dolls. And if he can't get them back, well, he's going to have to figure out another way.
He sold two of them for $120. Now, listen, I don't know what American dolls go for.
American girl dolls. Yeah.
Especially the vintage ones. But I do know they started that company in making these things in the early 1900s. They got to be worth something.
No, I'm obsessed. But we still have all of ours, too.
Oh, you have them, too, at home?
So many. Bitty babies.
Have you ever sold any of them?
Not at all. We still have all of them.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mario from Greece says...
I mean, they're collecting mold in the basement, but they're there for sure.
Well, you know, if they're so sentimental and they've been in the family for decades, why aren't they packaged up? Why are they just sitting there collecting dust?
Me or them?
You.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, like my, I think that my cousin's kids still play with them when they come over to my parents.
Oh, really?
I think. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up at this point.
Some people treat American Girl dolls the same way they treat Beanie Babies.
Oh my God, we're going to be rich.
Mario from Greece says this mom needs to chill a little. I sold some of my family stuff as a teenager and bought all my own books for college with the money. Okay. Honestly,
well,
I'm impressed. You know, not many teens would have the guts to take that risk and actually make sales. This is a teachable moment, yes, about respect as well. But don't kill the kid's entrepreneurial spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's got it in him.
This person says, 21-year-old here, and that's just wrong, especially since he knew the value, it seems. Definitely some work on behalf of Facebook Marketplace. You're not allowed to sell stuff if you're under 15 years old. Why did people not question this when they were buying these dolls from a teenager?
Because they knew they were getting a deal. They're like, oh, yeah, this kid wants an Xbox. He'll sell me. I can get away buying two of these for 120 bucks. No problem.
Yeah.
Eric, let me leave it with Eric that says, good morning, guys. From someone who tried selling my mom's jewelry online in college, I think the best thing here is to just talk to your kids early on about respect and boundaries and why some things matter more than money. Also, for young entrepreneurs, keep hustling. You just get permission first.
Right.
Some stuff just is not for sale.
You got to go through the channels. You know what I mean? You got to go through the proper channels.
It's like, I remember I told you that story. I don't know how long ago, when I was in first grade,
mm-hmm.
I had a crush on a girl that I really, really liked. Her name was Holly.
Classic.
And I went into my dad's jewelry box and I took a little ring. Turns out he wore it on his pinky finger the day he got married. And I brought it to school and I gave it to her. And then when they were looking for it, I denied ever coming across it. And then I finally told the truth. They had to come to the school and get it back. It was a whole thing.
How embarrassing for you, Holly.
I know. You think I would have charged her at least some lunch money or something. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Just for gave free. It away for free. Thanks for the messages on this one, guys. When it comes to our friend Michelle here, it depends how you want to handle it. But yeah, you definitely got to punish the dude.
Oh, this person's stepping in. Breezy can sell her dolls to the people who bought the mom's dolls. That way everybody wins and Breezy makes some money. Oh my God, I love that.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
They're not even yours. They're your parents.
No, they're mine.
Take it from them.
They were gifted. Yeah. I love my bitty babies, my bitty twins. Ugh, obsessed.
All right. But I don't know if you guys know how Breezy works. These dolls are probably worth $40 a piece.
I'll bring sell them for $140.
Bring your checkbook.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
30 for 30. PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. What a horrible situation for this poor mom. A search is ongoing to locate a child who fell into the Genesee River yesterday afternoon. So this was right around 4:40 p.m. Officers started responding to the Andrew Street Bridge for a report of a child that entered the water. And according to the police, you had this small child who was walking with his mother. The mom was pushing another child in a stroller. And the 5-year-old child went ahead of the mom and began climbing on the railing. Before the mother could stop him, he went over the railing into the water. Greg Bellow said the boy's mother ran along the riverbank attempting to try to catch up with him before losing sight. Sounds like, I mean, just
nightmare.
Every parent's worst nightmare.
Nightmare.
RPD called in numerous resources. We're talking drones, scuba diving teams to try and help find the child. But after an extensive search, the child has not been located, according to the Rochester Police Department.
That's
a traumatic experience for anyone to go through. You're just going on an afternoon walk. Kid falls over the railing because he's climbing it. It's so sad. And situations like this, they were saying it usually goes from a search and rescue to a recovery.
Right.
I don't know how long it's been now since yesterday afternoon, but gosh, prayers to that family.
Absolutely.
That poor mom. Coming up on the show, Breezy, it was not the best day this past Saturday to have a wedding, especially outside.
Definitely not. And I was not warm, let's just put it that way. I was trying to be cute and dress and all the things, but I'm not gonna lie, the windbreaker really kind of ruined the outfit, if I'm being honest.
Tell me you didn't wear a windbreaker over the dress.
I had to.
I went outside. This is how cold it was on Saturday. I went for a walk with a North Face jacket and a hoodie on. I had to turn around and come in.
And you were moving. I was sitting stationary.
Spaghetti strap dress.
Honestly, the weather can truly affect your wedding tenfold when it comes to it raining or being less than ideal. So I'm worried about my other weddings coming up, but I've never really had to deal with this, and I want to hear everyone else's experiences coming up next on PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. It's a beautiful day today, but this past weekend, not the best day for a wedding. And no. A lot of people got married. You were not in this wedding.
No, I wasn't in it, but I attended.
You did attend.
And
I just want to say, I thought about you on Saturday.
Yeah, did you?
Because it was a chill day, and I was like, I'm going to go for a walk around the city.
Yeah.
Usually I like to do the river walk on the canal there. And I put a North Face jacket on, a hoodie. I went out there maybe 10 minutes, turned around and said, nope. It was raining. The wind was blowing in my face. I was like, oh, have fun, Breeze.
Yeah, literally.
Have a good time.
It was wild because obviously just last week we talked about my seasonal depression when it came to the weather and how my whole mood and vibe was just completely shot. Because it literally wouldn't stop raining. And I was like, there has to be an end in sight somewhere. And then another weekend filled with rain.
You got to tell us what happened, but I also have a very important question on the mood of the bride and groom.
Right, right.
I got to figure out, how do you feel waking up knowing you have a wedding outside and it's 56 and rainy and overcast?
The weather obviously can make or break your mood, and it affects you so deeply, especially on a day like your wedding day where you aren't really going to redo that or have a second chance at that unless you get divorced, which obviously nobody wants that. But
you always have that one guest that tries to be optimistic, like, this is, it means good luck. It's like,
always.
Shut up.
Shut up, Sally. Nobody asked you.
That good luck.
It's not. And listen, you, no matter like if you've thought about your wedding your whole life or you've just been planning it for the last year, you have a certain picture in your mind of how it's going to look and the vibes and the smells and the scents and all of it, right?
Sure.
But when it's raining and you're at the altar and you're just like, okay, like, what are we doing here? It's completely unpredictable. And I will admit, during the ceremony, it didn't rain, which was good. It stopped raining by like 3, and the ceremony was at 4:30.
Okay.
But it was freezing.
Yeah.
It was freezing.
Where was the wedding?
It was in Penn Yan.
Okay.
A lot of horse and buggies out there.
It's not, I mean, there's nothing going on out there.
No, it's a lot of Amish.
Was she got family there?
No, it was the venue was very beautiful. And the thing about it is like, it's on this hill and it's overlooking the lake and that's all fine and well. But when it's overcast and 50 degrees and a light sprinkle, it's not great.
There's nothing around to shelter you from the wind?
No, not even remotely.
So open like, fields.
Okay, here we are. But I think it poses a bigger question of like, how do you handle bad weather on your wedding day? And how do you let that rain or tornado, or maybe even extreme heat on the other side of the spectrum, how do you let that not affect your mood? And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, like, hopefully I'm getting married within the next couple of years here. If it was anything less than perfect on my wedding day, I'm not to be dramatic, but I think I would reschedule it.
You wouldn't.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would have to.
First of all, there are people higher up than you, like mother-in-laws, moms, other people that put money down, money that you don't have, that's going to say, you don't have a choice, we're going through with this day. There's no rescheduling, especially if people are coming from out of town.
What if you just like do it the next day? You know, I mean, like, yeah, it would be a pain in the ass to reschedule everything, but I think that although it's not the most feasible option, it's definitely something that you can look into. This person said, we had a surprise party Saturday. Thankfully, we were able to have it indoors, but it actually felt like fall these next few days should be super warm, though, until it starts raining again.
No, it's going to be beautiful today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then we can expect more rain. But I was at an outdoor wedding once. Luckily, I was not in this wedding because it was the worst weather you could possibly imagine. And they said a week before it was going to be sunny and 75. That couldn't be further from the truth.
Right.
The bride was pissed off. They had to redo her makeup.
Oh, my God. From the rain or from crying?
Both. People were getting upset with me because I thought it was hilarious. You picked the worst day ever.
But, like, it's out of your control. It's out of your hands. The thing about the weather is, like, you literally can't change that. There's nothing you can do to change it. The only thing that you are in control of is your mindset and your vibe on how you're going to spend your day. Having things and other locations available to you is obviously important. This person said, I know this is crazy, but I booked two venues, one indoors and one outdoors, just in case. And I know it was a lot of money, but at the end of the day, I felt safe having both and envisioning both.
So how does that work? You just have a backup plan?
Yeah. Like sometimes like venues have different like a couple different places on site of that one location where they'll have like a barn or something.
It's truly, we've talked about this too before on the show. I give credit to anybody who's trying to plan a beautiful wedding, especially outside. It's hard to plan anything in this city because the weather is so unpredictable.
So unpredictable.
It looks nice. It's going to be great, sure. But you don't know what's going to take place hour from hour. I can't imagine waking up the day of my wedding and you've been planning this for a year or two. Right. And it needs to go perfect. And all of a sudden you see the clouds start rolling in. What a gut punch to the stomach.
Correct.
But you just make the best of it. That's all you can do. You just smile.
This person says, if it was our wedding day, I would be crying. We would have a rain date for sure.
I wonder how many people have ended up getting divorced after it rained on their wedding day.
Everyone's like, oh my God, it's such good luck. I'm like, no, not doing it. No, thank you.
But also, before we wrap up here, what's the vibes with the bride on Saturday?
Oh my God, ecstatic. Best day of her life.
Oh, she did. It was nice.
She's a very particular person, but it wasn't raining. So let's just put it that way. It did stop raining. So
I don't know what's worse. I went to a wedding in Mexico a couple years back. It was 100 degrees, okay, outside. People are in full piece suits. The bride looked like she was melting. I don't know what was on her face. It was all coming off. I was you have no idea what was going on underneath my suit. Drenched, breezy. It was disgusting.
There was sweat and crevices you didn't even know could have.
There was nothing to shield us from the sun. We're just sitting outside in this beating sun in Mexico for 45 minutes. I'm like, let this be over with. Please let this be over with soon.
Oh.
God, yeah, no. Somebody pitch a tent. Pop up? Nothing?
There's a water station. All the bridesmaids are passing out.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's get to all of your unpopular opinions and hot takes, because some people, they're kind of pissed this morning. If you feel you need to clear the air, hit us up on the text or the phone line. Craig is here first, Breezy. Why do people get upset over having to sign a prenup? There is nothing wrong with it. The same way we have insurance in case of an accident, it's the same reason someone has a prenup in case they catch their wife banging the cable guy.
Oh, dear.
It's marriage insurance. Accept it.
Very specific, Craig.
It really was. Thank you for the detail. Have you gotten help yet?
He's like, I'm unwell. Okay. Who else is here for today for There I Said It? Rebecca's here. She said the celebration of a high school graduation is way overdone and blown out of proportion. There I said it. These kids have to go to school. It's not like they made a choice. It's not that big of an accomplishment. There, I said it.
Damn. Do you remember how much money you made after your graduation?
Oh my God.
$7,000?
No, that's too much, right?
That sounds like a lot.
Okay, maybe $3,000.
What'd you do with it?
Oh my God, I was like, I'm rich. No, I'm Bill Gates.
You started taking your friends out to lunches.
No, I was like, wait, I've recently come into some money. My mom's like, wait, we're putting that away. I'm like, what do you mean away? What does that even mean?
She's like, here, have $20. Smart thing to do. I bought an entire Dell desktop computer.
Not even a Mac? Couldn't afford it.
No, I didn't know nothing about Apple. It's all about Dell.
Right.
Wouldn't touch it today, but...
No, ew. Not even remotely.
I think here's mine for today. I love the movies I grew up with. I'm talking Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, because the 90s were awesome. Am I a fan of Hollywood deciding to remake all of these films? Absolutely not. That being said, I think Happy Gilmore 2 is going to be a terrible sequel. I'm still going to see it, but I was not impressed with the trailer. I don't think it's going to be
good. When does that come out?
There, I said it. Sooner than later. I don't have the exact date.
Perfect. Very specific. Thank you so much. I'm excited for Freakier Friday.
I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah.
And is what's her name going to be in it again?
Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis.
What's the last thing Lindsay Lohan did? Because you know she went on that Coke binge for years.
No, yeah. She's thriving now. She's doing great.
Well, she stopped hanging out with Paris Hilton.
Yeah. This comes out August 8th. I'm very excited to see it. Jamie Lee Curtis is... She's getting up there. Freaky Friday is such a good movie. Oh, there I said it. That's not mine for today, but I'm obsessed with it. So slept on, I feel.
The initial release of Happy Gilmore 2 is going to be July 25th. Whatever.
Okay.
Let's go over to Anna. Anna says, most people who say they love camping just enjoy being slightly dirtier than usual with snacks. There I said it. Have a great day, guys. You too, Anna. Still never been camping in my life. Father won't do it. He goes, nope, not doing it. I came over to this country with nothing. I gave you a beautiful house and you want to go sleep outside.
Nope. No, thank you. I used to pitch a tent in the garage with a TV in the tent. And I was like, I'm camping.
Oh, that's what I wanted. I just wanted to pitch a tent.
Yeah, I was very fascinated by tents and I wanted to be in them, but you could never catch me outdoors.
Did I ever tell you I was in the Boy Scouts of America?
Were you really?
Yeah.
How did that go? Not great, I'm assuming.
Ah, well, we'll get into it another time. Still some trauma there, but...
Again, therapy would suit you well, but he refused. So. All right, mine for today is this, and I've been thinking about this for quite some time, and I'm not trying to throw shade, and I'm not trying to be mean.
Okay.
But at the same time... Rochester needs another fitness studio like they need a hole in the head. There I said it. I am so done. The fitness boutique market in Rochester is so saturated. And if you think that you're going to come and open up another one, it's a horrible business move. There I said it.
I disagree. I think this city needs a couple of more. We're getting healthier. We're getting more aware of what we're eating.
We have nothing but options. We are overwhelmed and over flooded with fitness options. So much so to the point, you know, when you have so much to do and so many options and you just get so overwhelmed and you say, I'm not doing any of it. You throw your hands in the air. Yeah. I'm just going to go for a run. That's free outside.
Rochester needs another fitness studio the same way they need another hair salon on Park Ave.
Period. Why is nobody talking about that? You could throw a stone from Berkeley down to Meg's and you could hit 7 salons. Okay, I'm done.
Guys, good morning. Not everything needs a documentary. I don't need 6 episodes on a guy who stole a sandwich. There, I said it. I disagree. I will definitely watch that. If it's a documentary, I don't care what it's about. I'm watching it, especially if it's true crime. I'm still waiting for them to put together Making a Murderer Part 3.
You think he did it?
No.
Yeah.
Live, laugh, love people are emotionally shallow. There I said it. The live, laugh, love signs.
Live, laugh, love. Or it's the one who's like, the moms who are like, mom of three, child of God in their Instagram bio, and they're like on someone's page calling them absolutely disgusting in a dress. They're like commenting horrid things, and then you go to their page, it's sure. like sure. child of God, judge, mother of three.
Judge no one.
Only God can judge me. Right. Yes, of course. All right. Who else is here to wrap this up with a beautiful little bow? Shall we?
Anyone?
Cucumber in sushi is absolutely disgusting and has no place to be in there. There, I said it.
I love a good California roll. Oh, AJ's been sitting here. He says, just texting in for there, I said it. Being single doesn't make you empowered. Sometimes it just means no one wants you. Have a great day, guys. Okay. Feeling a little triggered.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY. Vibrant color. Oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater. Yeah,
picked a good one this week. Breezy is going to help me act out this film today. I picked a very great scene. By the way, it's raining out. Okay? So we're getting all wet.
Not par from the course.
You're going to go home tonight, watch this film, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. Last week, pretty impressed. You scored the greatest beer run ever, a pretty decent score.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It was a 4-something.
It was.
Usually they're like a 1.2 out of 5.
For sure.
All right, Breezy, we're outside. We're a couple.
Yep.
Okay? And we're kind of getting into an emotional, heated argument here outside in the rain.
Okay.
So I was going to switch it up today and kind of play my character in a different voice instead of just... the same old, same old.
Okay, pop off.
I'm going to come up with you. All right, if you know the name of that film, 585-252-9800. This one's pretty obvious today, but you never know. Lights, camera, rain sound effect, and action.
So what's the deal, Paul? Are you going to stick around, or am I just going to be part of your checklist?
Hey, I'm trying here. I don't exactly have a manual on how to deal with this stuff, okay?
Well, yeah, neither do I, but... at least I'm not pretending everything's cool when it's not.
I'm not pretending. I don't know what... I don't want to screw this up by freaking you out, okay?
Oh, great, great. So your plan is to just freeze like a deer in headlights? Real mature,
You think I want this to be easy? I don't even know what I want half the time. Don't you understand?
Neither do I. But at least I'm honest about it.
Look... I care about you, okay? It's just really complicated.
Everything's complicated with you. You want to be my friend, then you keep acting like you want more or less. Pick a lane.
I'm trying, okay? I'm trying to figure it all out.
Okay, well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe some things just don't... they just don't need to be figured out.
Well, what the heck is that supposed to mean? Look, it's raining. We're getting all wet.
It's not in the script. You've literally never ended a scene ever. That's insane.
Yeah, no, I know. Ever.
Not you ruining the whole bit.
I was taking bets with my buddy. I was like, do you think Breezy is going to find this odd if we just cut it without ending with her? Yeah, we had to switch it up.
Oh my God, that was horrible. No, that was probably the worst one we've ever done. Without a doubt.
I honestly thought you played it perfectly.
But you didn't let me, you didn't give me my shine, which is so classic.
If you really wanted to do it, you would have.
No.
Whether it was written down on paper or not. No. Because sometimes that's what a great actress does.
I need direction.
She takes the initiative without the
direction.
You don't always need it. You got to feel it, Breeze. The script is already in your bones. Feel it. Play it.
Oh, my God.
Have fun with it.
Ew.
Roll it around in your hands.
Oh, my God. Ew.
Not a single person is getting this correct.
No, not one single person. Guys, where are you?
What
help
are we doing
us.
Here? Where's our friend that always says, is it Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
I just like hitting the buzzer on him. Mm-hmm. So not right.
Oh, yep. Penelope's here. Human Centipede 4? No, I'm so sorry.
That's not it at all.
We already did all of those.
Now, let me just tell you the name of the movie. It's actually, Juno.
Oh, Juno.
Great film, by the way. Drago. I haven't seen this movie in a long time. It's 2007, which still, when I think 2007, I want to say, yeah, so this movie is from like 5 years ago. That's not...
Yeah, not the case. Okay. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's like pretty old at
just
this point.
Just came out.
But it stars Michael Cera. It stars Elliot Page and Jennifer Gardner. And Breezy, you're going to go home and watch this film. Rotten Tomatoes actually scored a pretty high, 93%.
Yeah.
But I think this is something, it's a movie you can actually, I don't know, pull a life lesson from. You can learn something from it. All the movies I've ever made you watch are for a reason. Because there's a lesson in every single film. Even The Human Centipede, yes.
No.
What you take from that movie, that's up to you. But
fair enough.
Juno. Breezy will review tomorrow morning on the show. Well, she will score it a 0.8.
No, I can't wait.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Time for an update. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Friday on the show, Breezy made an announcement that her beautiful girlfriend Patrice were going to a wedding this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And who was going to be there, Breeze?
My ex was there.
Your ex-girlfriend was there.
Fully there. Yeah.
And we talked about not so much how that made you feel, but also your girlfriend, Patrice.
Right.
And people started texting in to give advice and suggestions on how to deal with a situation like this. Mine was go straight up to her and say, hey, this is so-and-so. I just want to clear the air, break the ice.
Yeah.
We're going to be spending the whole day together. Let's not make it weird.
Right.
You behave, I'll behave. Correct. Simple as that.
Yeah.
What happened?
So, kind of happened as such. We walked in.
So you took my advice.
Well,
for once.
No. I didn't do the whole intro. We walked in and like she was there.
Okay.
And standing with a group of people that I know. So I was walking up to the group, making my rounds, hugs, kisses, hellos, goodbyes.
What was the look on her face when she saw that you lost 80 plus pounds?
I didn't look at
Come
her
on.
Face.
Come
I
on.
I didn't look at her face. I mean, she's also like seen me since then, so it's not like
I'm sure
it's such a shock.
Yeah, but you had a spray tan too, your teeth were white, you were in a beautiful gown. Come on.
Not you gassing me up. Not you wanting to date me. So I was making my rounds, saying hello, and then she was like the last person in the circle.
Yeah.
So I gave her a hug.
Said, oh, the asshole hug?
Hey, how are you? I don't know. It was a genuine hug. It was a genuine hug. And then I walked away. I don't know where I went. And my girlfriend, I guess, went up and said hello as well on her own accord.
Really?
Yeah.
What did she say to you? How did that look?
I was like, what happened? She's like, I said hi. I was like, you said hi? She's like, sure. You can run, but you can't hide. I was like, oh my God. Not you just hitting it head on. So it was like honestly fine. And I feel like at the beginning of the wedding, like during cocktail hour and such, we were avoiding each other like the plague.
Yeah.
Like it was like, yeah, I'm not going to go over to the appetizers because you're there type of thing.
Isn't that the worst feeling? It's so uncomfortable.
Awkward.
When you see somebody that you had a relationship with or a history with, you haven't seen them in forever. And then there's that moment you can cut the tension in the room with a knife.
So awkward. And I think, you know, the fact that I was there with my like longstanding girlfriend and.
Who was she with?
She wasn't with anybody, so it was like, you know, kind of hard. But but you need to keep in mind that we share the same friends, obviously, since we're at the same wedding.
Yeah,
so
clearly.
I'm like trying to talk to my friend, but like she's also like talking to my friends, so we're just talking to the same friend, but like not all talking together. I will say as the night went on, it became like more chill and like we kinda like were not avoiding each other. So again, we were in a smaller space, but we were walking to the car.
Okay.
Patrice and I.
Right.
We said goodbye to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like this long path, and at the end of the path was like a fire pit, and there was Adirondack chairs. And we had like sat out there before, but we had to like pass the fire pit to get to our car.
Okay.
And
was she sitting there?
Alone.
She was sitting there alone?
Alone.
You think she was waiting for you?
No, I don't know what, but I did say goodbye. I said, see ya. Get home. I said, bye. Get home safe.
Oh, it's so awkward.
And then my girlfriend was like, see ya. I was like, oh my gosh.
Did she get up to say goodbye?
Hug? No.
Really? Nothing like that?
No. Which is totally fine. She doesn't have to get up. You don't have to get up for me. But I think given the past situations and the past encounters, this was progress.
Positive.
And I feel good about it.
Yeah, no, the last thing you wanted, especially in someone else's special day, was for that situation to turn ugly.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't the goal. I would have appreciated if that happened, you know, just for content in itself. However, I'm wondering how your girlfriend Patrice, I wonder what that conversation behind the scenes looked like. What was actually said?
With her?
Yeah.
I don't know. What she, I
well, you know what she
I
was doing.
There.
What she was doing was marking her territory.
Correct.
Like, hey, nice to see you. I'm here now. You're out of the picture. I hope you have the best time at the wedding.
Okay, but here's the next part. Next weekend, we have a baby shower together.
Oh, come on. Are you for real?
It's like just a bit at this point. No, for real. Next weekend, baby shower.
But your girlfriend's not going to be at that.
No.
So now you, oh my God, it's never ending.
No, it's never ending.
I think this is the universe trying to pull you guys back together.
Absolutely not.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.